For this Wednesday, February 25th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Javon Rebin reporting. Posey County authorities say a high-speed chase ended in a crash on Monday. Monday afternoon, deputies with the Posey County Sheriff's Office spotted a black SUV speeding northbound near State Road 165 and Mulkey Road. When deputies attempted to initiate a traffic stop, the driver allegedly fled, reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour or more. The pursuit continued into Gibson County, where the vehicle turned onto a side road and later crashed at the intersection of 1125 West and 850 South. Deputies identified the driver as 51-year-old Brian M. Helt of Owensville. He was the sole occupant of the vehicle and was transported to a local hospital with injuries sustained in the crash. Helt now faces several preliminary charges, including resisting law enforcement with a vehicle, which is a level 6 felony, operating a vehicle while intoxicated with a prior conviction within 7 years, also a level 6 felony, operating while intoxicated, endangering, a Class A misdemeanor, operating while intoxicated, a Class C misdemeanor, and reckless driving, which is also a Class C misdemeanor. The investigation remains ongoing. A proposal backed by Indiana Governor Mike Braun and Republican lawmakers to increase oversight of commercial truck drivers is moving forward at the State House. The measure, now folded into House Bill 1200, advanced in the Indiana Senate on Monday. Supporters say the changes are aimed at improving public safety following several recent fatal crashes involving semi-trucks, while also tying into broader debates over immigration enforcement. Under the updated language, commercial truck drivers in Indiana would be required to demonstrate English proficiency by taking and passing a skills exam in English to operate a commercial motor vehicle. Another amendment would require the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles to revoke a non-domiciled commercial driver's license if federal officials provide credible information indicating the driver lacks legal immigration status or proper documentation. The bill must still receive a final vote in the Senate. If approved, it will return to the Indiana House for final consideration later this week. Republican lawmakers, who hold a supermajority, describe the proposal as a public safety measure designed to prevent future tragedies on Indiana roadways. Flu cases are climbing across the tri-state. Officials with Deaconess Health System say their latest data shows reported flu cases have doubled over the past week, with local doctors seeing about a 50% increase. Nationally, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports at least 24 million flu illnesses between October 1st and February 14th this season. That includes roughly 310,000 hospitalizations and 20,000 deaths. On the CDC's latest flu activity map, Indiana is listed at a moderate level of activity. State data shows about 5.5% of emergency room and urgent care visits in Indiana are for flu-like symptoms. So far this season, state health officials have reported 130 flu-related deaths. Doctors say flu tends to spread more easily during the winter months when people spend more time indoors and in closed spaces with limited airflow. Health experts warn that young children, especially those under the age of 2, adults over 65, pregnant women, and residents of long-term care facilities face a higher risk for severe illness. Physicians say people who are vaccinated often experience milder symptoms and recover more quickly if they do get sick. While the flu shot does not guarantee you won't catch the virus, doctors stress it can significantly reduce the severity of illness. Health officials add it's not too late to get vaccinated and urge residents to wash their hands frequently and stay home when sick to help prevent further spread. The country music duo Brooks and Dunn is coming to the tri-state area as they are set to perform in Evansville. According to a release, they will be bringing their Neon Moon Tour to Ford Center with special guests Tucker Wetmore and Kaylee Hammock. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this Friday. Tickets will be available at the Ford Center box office and Ticketmaster.com. The performance takes place on September 10th. In sports last night, Mount Vernon boys basketball lost at home to Washington 61-49. The Wildcats have lost 5 of their last 6 games and are 12-10 on the year. They play their final regular season game tomorrow evening at home versus South Spencer. From college basketball on Tuesday night, USI women's basketball got beat at Morehead State 73-62. USI trailed by 3 points entering the fourth quarter, but got outscored 22-14. Allie Saunders scored 21 points, and Chloe Gannon had 19 points for the Scrim Eagles. They are 19-9 and 13-6 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI men's basketball also lost last night at Morehead State 64-63. Morehead State hit a pair of free throws with 6 seconds left to earn the win. The Scrim Eagles' 2 leading scorers came off the bench as Cardell Bailey scored 17 points and Stephen Clay had 15 points. USI men's basketball 7-22 and 4-15 in the OVC. Both Scrim Eagles' women's and men's basketball play their final regular season game on Saturday at Little Rock. The Indiana Hoosiers suffered a disappointing loss last night at home to Northwestern 72-68. The Hoosiers led 42-33 at halftime, but got outscored 39-26 in the second half. Lamar Wilkerson scored 18 points for IU. They have lost three straight games and are 17-11 overall and 8-9 in the Big Ten. IU is home on Sunday versus 13th-ranked Michigan State. The Kentucky Wildcats ended a three-game losing streak as they went to South Carolina and won 72-63. Denzel Aberdeen paced the Cats with 19 points. UK improves at 18-10 on the year and 9-6 in the SEC. They play at home on Saturday against 25th-ranked Vanderbilt. Coming up this evening in men's college basketball, the Evansville Purple Aces play at the Belmont Bruins at 6:30. The Purple Aces have lost three straight games and are 6-22 in the season and 2-15 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Finishing up in the NBA from last night, the Indiana Pacers lost their fourth straight game as they got blown out at home by the Philadelphia 76ers 135-114. Andrew Nembhard and Micah Potter each scored 23 points for the Pacers. They are 15-44 in the season and play again tomorrow evening at home versus the Charlotte Hornets. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, February 25th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.